Hey!
You're fucking kidding.
Alright. I didn't fart. That was like.
No, I know.
That was good shit. Alright, welcome to the first episode of this podcast. Doesn't have a name yet. We're just going to talk about random shit. So,
the random shit.
Everyone introduce themselves. I'm Andrew.
I'm Blake.
I'm Preston.
I'm Sam.
I'm Jaden.
I'm John.
I'm Pierre Omidyar.
Special guest. Hell yeah. So what the fuck are we gonna talk about?
Fishing. Let's talk about fishing.
Fishing?
Fishing. Your best fishing story. Your best fishing story. Even if you don't have one.
Bro,
lot.
I don't fish.
If you don't have one, make it up.
What?
How one
that?
Time I was at the lake and a fucking deer walked up to the pond that I was fishing in and I fucking caught a fish out of its mouth.
No shit.
No.
Alright, Tony, you go fishing. What's your best fishing story? Best fish you caught.
Best fish I caught. I caught a 5-pounder trout up at Lake Powell. And that's about it.
That's pretty damn.
I stuck my cock in the water.
Let's go, buddy.
Pulled it right out.
Hey, well, I have an idea. So you know that thing where they go like fucking like noodling for catfish or whatever?
Yeah.
That, but like.
For trout.
Did you pull your pants?
Speaking of pulling your pants down, I was skinny dipping with my friends, and this
are you?
Big old bass comes up and bites my dick.
Big old bass.
Big old bass.
One of them they get it backers. A big old hog.
Sam goes fishing a lot. What the hell? Like,
what's your good story?
I don't have really any good Oh, yep, I do have a good story. So one time I was at Current Creek Reservoir, and we were fishing, and this random guy walks up to my dad, and he's fishing right next to my dad, and he said, "There's 5 miles of shoreline here, and you have to fish right next to me." And then he starts cussing as he walks off into the woods.
Oh,
your turn,
Jay.
Salty sailor.
Okay, so my best fishing story is, I'm actually just going to talk about the best fish I caught. So, I was in Lake Powell.
Nice fish.
Man, shut the fuck up. let me talk. Let me do the do, alright? Okay, so... I was sitting there, we were trolling, and I had no clue, but then my grandpa's like, "Jaden, look, grab the fucking pole, man." And there was stripers just jumping out of the water. And so I grabbed a hook, you know, I was trying to speedily do things, you know, grandpa was yelling at me. I was casting out, I did it.
It was
just fucking exhilarating, because I got it out there, they were just jumping, one was snagged, it was in, and yeah. It was
You're
a good fish.
Fisherman?
I still got a picture of it.
That's not very
fish.
Sportsmanlike, snag fishing.
Actually, what my dad would used to do was, they would go, so they got lake trout in Colorado. They don't let you do this anymore because all the fucking libs and hippies up there won't let you do it anymore. They'd be like, "Oh, fish feel pain." They would go out in the middle of the night, 3 a.m. They'd get out on a boat and they have these long, like these barbs of like hooks. And it wasn't like a fishing rod. And what you would do is, you would go throughout these things, there'd be lake salmon coming, you'd stick it down the water, just fucking pull, and they would get like 5 trash bags full of trout and just smoke it all, so you just dip in there, bam, bam, just get it out of there. So I want to go snagging, but they won't let you do it in Colorado, and it's hurting the environment, actually,
but
so be an activist for snagging, it's a good thing.
We're not in Colorado.
We aren't, but they,
is it legal here?
I'm not sure.
I don't even know
it's illegal, but it's not very sportsmanlike.
I don't care, sportsmanlike. I'm trying to eat.
Bro, if you put food on the table for your wife and kids.
Yeah, but we're not.
That isn't specifically that's gentlemanlike.
Okay, like.
I'm gonna go catch a freaking meal. For
you know,
my kids,
I'm gonna endanger
bro.
An entire species.
Bro, what if you're broke and, like, don't want to
Yeah, if
go
it means the death of my family, I don't fucking care if that's
I don't even care if it's the death of my family. That's the
But it doesn't. That's
the
point.
Just,
this has turned into the ethical decisions.
I'm not
gonna
lie, I zoned out for so long, like a minute ago. I had no idea what.
Well,
you were
guess
talking
what, John?
About.
We're talking about fishing.
You're back.
Stories,
no, I know.
So,
I just
which I don't
about
have
spear.
Any because I just recently got into fishing. So. I caught a bass once. That
I just
was
got
cool.
This first time.
I was the only one who caught like an actual fish, not a fucking carp.
I've caught a lot of.
I caught a carp.
I've caught a lot of algae.
Did you end up eating the carp?
Does carp even count as a fish?
Yeah.
Does carp even count as a fucking fish, bro?
Dude, I fucking ate it. It was good.
Oh, once?
Yes.
What?
Huge. A carp.
I'll have to report that to my dad, because he's always been a firm believer in never fucking touch carp, so.
Why?
Because they're the bottom feeders.
Because I put it in curry, that's why.
Oh, so you can okay.
So you masked.
Yeah.
Everything.
It's like tilapia, like, because they're the same.
In my friend group, the thing, like, the worst thing you can be called is a curry muncher, because we fucking people.
Yes.
That was Blake Stauffer who said that. It's a quote from him. August 2019.
None of us,
bro. He did not support racism.
Bro, I don't even understand it.
Hey, all right, y'all. At lunch, man, I'm gonna be real. For like the last 3 months of school, all I ate at lunchtime was these curry ramen things, potatoes, and oh, they're so good.
I was like, dude, you got veggies in it. I'm like, potatoes are just pure carbs, dude. Like,
it got me through the rest of the day.
I'm gonna die of obesity soon because I eat pizza.
Have you looked at yourself, Sam?
Did you really?
I eat pizza every single day.
I was working at Marco's because I worked at Subway, so I could diversify and eat.
I love working there. I love the people I work with, and I get a ton of free food.
He asked one out. Let's get a round of applause for our boy.
I can't.
The fuck, Adoni? Show your support for your homie.
Oh yeah.
Oh, oh shit! Glad that was invisible.
this is a podcast and not in like an H3 style.
Also, because we have some questionable attire here.
Yeah, it's
questionable.
Me.
This is a band.
Not talking about you.
The beast. Who are you talking about?
Jaden looks like a jihadist. What are you fucking?
Shut the hell up! You're describing it to all of them. Like really?
2 hours.
Okay. Jaden's wearing a fucking burqa right now.
Can you check and make sure that's still recording? That would suck if we just.
Do burqas make you a
dude,
terrorist?
It's still recording.
Recording?
Just
still recording?
It's recording.
Shut up, Kanye.
Like my mail.
Yo, food for thought, isn't like mashed potatoes just Irish guacamole?
Shut the fuck up.
Wait. Hold the
heck up. If you don't shut up, Blake, we're gonna kick you out of the fucking podcast.
Food for thought. If we didn't have racism, there wouldn't be fat people in the world.
What?
Okay, hold on. That's reason
because through
this.
It would be shared equally.
Wait.
No, because then no. No minority groups can take all the fat people.
What do you mean?
Wait,
my logic was wrong.
If there wasn't racism, everyone would be eating equally?
No, that's there wouldn't be any fat people.
So we're not going logically with this?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
So what the fuck is this?
I was like, hold on.
Food for thought.
Shut up.
Black people exist.
Food for thought?
Wait,
no
they
go?
I'm
right?
Like, what color actually are they? Right, like
because
of your perception of
color. For thought, are black people actually black?
Yeah, wasn't there a thing where they were
are
like
they
actually
people?
White?
If you...
But like we perceive them as like
what?
No, okay.
Hold
it's
up, pigment in their
it's
skin.
It's the melanin.
Yeah, but it's
melatonin.
It's melatonin is what you take to go to sleep.
Funny story. My friend took like 6 melatonins when I was at his house, and he just fucking like died.
Would you take?
We're saying melanin, not melatonin.
No, but this freaking dude said it's melatonin when I said melon.
I thought you were gonna say it's all the watermelon or all the melon.
I was like, I thought someone was gonna say that. I was like, whoa.
I'm gonna have to trim this entire part out.
Is he legit OD?
What?
No, you can't eat it.
Oh,
no,
he didn't
so
know.
Like,
oh, okay.
So he was like,
melatonin,
you know, like,
it helps produce serotonin in you.
It's like a reverse version of heroin, pretty much.
Do you know,
it makes you really like.
He actually turned black when he ate all that melatonin.
Do you guys know
Shut
the senior,
up, dude.
Do you guys know the senior Mason Harris?
Yeah.
So
oh,
his,
yeah, I do.
His
Should we mention
brother,
specifics in this
you
podcast?
You know Malik, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Malik.
Don't
was
mention specific names.
And,
don't.
He fucking ate like 6 melatonins and like.
This entire podcast is
fucked.
No one's gonna watch it. We're fine,
bro. Like,
this is gonna
hopefully, haunt us in the future, dude. Like, somebody here is gonna be running for an office or something like that. Like, oh, there's a podcast called The Fellow or something, and it's like, listen to this. So basically, black people.
It's gonna be like another like what's that dude? Brett Kavanaugh. It's gonna be like another one of those.
Shit, it's
things.
Gonna be, yeah.
One time I was just sitting with my uncle, and we were just chilling. Nothing sexual, we were just chilling.
Oh, no, I had to make that clear.
I'm glad
you had to make that clear.
We were watching the Dr. Phil show, and I was like, what if Dr. Phil is just white Steve Harvey? And he said,
it's fast.
What if Steve Harvey is just black Dr. Phil? And that just blew my mind. It was kind of crazy.
Yeah, but Steve Harvey has had like 3 divorces, and Dr. Phil has been in the same.
But Steve Harvey is also a preacher.
For like 40 years. Yeah, Protestant preacher, but let's not.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Definitely not.
Just to make it perfectly clear, like, this is a Catholic.
We're hardcore Mormons. No. No.
Catholic.
We are the Catholics.
Based Catholic. Whoa.
No, there's no association whatsoever between those two groups.
The cool kids club. Why do you see all those crosses, bro? They're obviously Roman Catholics.
Crosses, not crucifixes, bro.
Oh.
Shit.
Bro, do you know what the Romans freaking use those for?
What? To crucify people on?
Yeah!
Wow, it's not like it's...
No, they kind of put them on hills because they kind of look a little eerie. That's like some Uncanny Valley shit, dude.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Have you guys learned about, like, Uncanny Valley shit? That's weird.
What's Uncanny Valley?
What is that shit?
So, it's basically, like, the thing that makes you... Okay, so, like, you have two two ends of the spectrum. You have your fine or something, right? I mean, like, you look at a water bottle, that doesn't make sense. It's a fucking water bottle. Nobody cares. Then, on the other side, you have fear, right? It's like, you see, like, a bear or some shit, right? And that's, like, a freaks you the fuck out. You want to run.
Yeah, okay.
So, you have these two ends of the spectrum, but then right in the middle...
What?
What?
He's attacking a fly.
Bro, that was a water bottle. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Okay, but basically...
Dude, that water bottle scared the shit out of me.
To be clear, no water bottles were harmed.
But I did see a pretty cool bear the other day.
Dude, are these your headphones, bro?
Bro, wait, Jay, yeah. What the
hell? Hey, don't rock too far forward. My AirPods are on your...
Shit, bro, those things are gone,
dude. Shut the fuck up. Continue.
No, they're fine. I see them.
Okay, alright. So basically, you have these two ends of the spectrum, right? But the thing that's creepy, the things that are creepy, it's in the middle. It's called the Uncanny Valley, because up here you have completely fine, you're over here, and you start edging down on both ends, and you meet the middle, and that's where you see creepy shit. It meets right in the middle, and it's super weird. It's really hard to explain, even for scientists to figure out, like, why shit creeps us out.
But like, what would be an example of, like, an Uncanny Valley shit?
Like, an Uncanny Valley thing will be, like, if you have a pick, like, a teddy bear, right? And it's normal in every other way. So that would normally be something like a teddy bear. It's like, oh, okay. But then it has, like, human teeth or some shit. And that's unnerving, right?
What the fuck is wrong
with
you?
So it was because it was in a video I saw. That's a YouTube video. That was a thumbnail.
Vsauce,
exactly. And it was a teddy bear, and it had, like, human teeth. And it's just like, that's kind of unnerving, because at one point, it's just like, okay, it's a teddy bear, so that's fine. But then you have it where it's like, it's creepy, because they don't normally have mouths and human, that just doesn't work.
So it's like something that's completely, like, unscary at all, combined with something scary to make it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, and that's what, like, creeps you out.
Or something that's, like, unnatural.
Like, it's like, something that's not, like, it's not something that's completely out of place, but there's something not
real. It's unknown. Yeah. Okay, it's, what, the main cause of it is it being unknown. So you know when you're, like, in a house, and you're like, this is fucking creepy? Because on both ends of the spectrum, you know what's happening. If it's completely
fine... The house is normal, but you don't know the house.
If it's completely fine, you're completely fine. If on the other end you know it's scary, there's no questions asked. Like, if you see a bear, that's fucking scary. Depending on
I saw a bear. It wasn't that fucking scary.
Or whatever.
Let's say a bear is charging at you full speed.
Like, dude, I could fuck that bear up. No. I could just be like,
grizzly comes at you.
Yo, actually, no, this brings me up. Oh.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
So, this brings up something,
I was, like, the perfectly wrong...
Uncanny Valley shit right now, dude.
Yeah, I know!
Is anyone actually turning the lights on?
So, something there's funny. This thing
you're
that,
spooky. No.
So, in my family, I always say...
Alright, go, Blake.
So, do y'all think I could kick Sylvester Stallone's ass when he's...
Hell no.
He's 73.
Dude,
so that nigga still built.
No, I say can't. He's still.
I still think
built.
I think I can.
Like he's 73. He's Sylvester Stallone, dude.
I don't know. I think
and
I.
Sylvester
you.
Stallone could fuck you.
Let's ask John. John, you fought him today. Do you think
Sylvester
you can beat Sylvester Stallone's
ass?
He's 73.
I spar like 65-year-olds.
Oh shit. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
And
that
they're pretty.
My question.
They're pretty good.
So
yeah,
let's go ahead and say.
Okay.
Nah,
never
man.
Mind.
Back to black.
Plus,
people?
He's still like he's still a just big guy.
Oh,
like you look at
think,
Mike. Wait, Mike Tyson. How old is he?
Tyson.
Mike
Tyson.
He's not Tyson.
Mike Tyson.
Dude, I don't think he's over 6 foot. I just think he was shredded.
Actually,
you
know, Tyson.
Awesome
I think he was 5'11".
He also bit somebody's ear off. That was cool.
How? That's not the question. How old is he?
I don't know. Someone had their phone. I don't know where mine is.
Mike
Tyson is
like 40 in his 40s.
He's in his 40s or some shit.
Well, see,
he's still like. I saw this video of him like. Doing like warm ups on a punching bag.
Oh shit!
That punching bag was like it was a weighted punching bag.
Moving.
It was like shaking.
Oh yeah!
It was like, wow! Like he.
Are
still
you saying
got,
Sylvester Stallone?
He still has power.
No,
no,
Mike
Tyson.
Tyson.
No,
Mike Tyson.
Sylvester Stallone's 73, I think.
He would still fuck you up.
No, yeah, no question. He's probably taller than you too.
I don't know. Sylvester Stallone is pretty fucking.
He's beefy. He's a,
so he's a beef. He's a beefy boy.
He also.
How old's Mike Tyson?
53.
53? That's not bad.
That's not
especially
that's not
for
bad.
Mike Tyson. Like 53, that doesn't fucking
Mike
matter.
Well, who brought up Mike Tyson? Mike Tyson's kicking all of our asses, no question.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like,
dude,
Mike Tyson
his...
was dedicated to like boxing, right?
Yeah, but
Mike Tyson's like the
dude. Tyson only stuck his fist out, and Steve-O jumped into his fist and broke his nose. Like, if he could just stand there and break someone's nose just by standing there, like...
That's not strength, that's just Steve-O being a dumbass.
Yeah, but he literally just stood there like this.
Well, it's kind of the same thing if you run into a wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like,
it's
are
not
you hitting
the
wall
with
your wrong. With your nose first, or are you hitting the wall with your
yeah.
head first?
If you if it's a really weirdly shaped wall.
So...
Or maybe it's a pole? Yeah, like a pole.
What
you
the
know,
frick?
It's
you run up into
yeah.
a wall.
Where did the
so
pole come from?
It's horizontal. It's on a wall.
What? Let's continue with this Uncanny Valley stuff.
Well,
I don't.
No,
I'm not interested
kind of,
in this.
It's kind of natural,
anymore.
Right? Because fear is just a survival signal from our brain that you freaking like are in danger, right?
But I'm
so
not...
when you see something that you have like you don't freaking know what's going on, like a freaking bear with teeth. You normally see a regular little bear, right? So
what?
You see it with teeth,
a teddy bear,
and
oh.
you see it with teeth, and mentally you're like. That's not natural. Do I need to be freaking scared of that thing?
Yeah.
Like, is that thing gonna go
because
off
it's
on
like
me?
So the I think it's a combination of it being unnatural, weird, like you don't see it a lot along with being unnatural. I think you make a case with those two being two different things. And also it like edges you, right? Because like I was saying, they meet down in the middle. So like a creepy house or something like really decrepit, you know, something like that. You know, it's just kind of
I think
weird because you're normally used to seeing houses in good condition with people inside them, right? But then also you know you may see horror movies and it might be like
yeah.
I don't know, like a raccoon or you know whatever the fuck's in that house that would make you scared of being in a house like that. Then they come in along with it being unknown because you don't know what you're getting into mm-hmm. and it's unnatural. So that's what makes it creepy. It's a combination of it being unnatural. And just, like, weird, and it puts you on edge. It's just, like, it's because, like, it's the unknown, right? You're staring into the unknown, and it's like...
I think the other thing about it is probably it's a combination
weird.
Of something that's too thin... Like, it's natural to see, like, a teddy bear... Going back to the teddy bear analysis, the teddy bear and the human teeth. Like, they're both natural out of their own things,
but
they're two things
together,
that don't belong together.
Yeah. It's not something that you're used to, like, seeing. Because
no.
you're completely... Your brain is usually, like, it... How do I say this? It's almost got, like, a picture that everything
well, the way
has.
You
like,
learn...
This is what a human looks like. That's what a tree looks like, right? And then you look at the tree, and then it's got, like, fingers for leaves or some shit.
What the
f... Right? I'm just saying, like, randomly,
that
right?
That would be pretty
that's
freaking,
freaking
weird,
weird right?
No, yeah.
Well, because you have, like, the way that we learn is just, like, even from when they're little kids, it's like, so, like, imagine seeing the tree for the first time, right? Like, you abstract it in your mind, you break it all apart, and then you keep seeing repeated examples of that. So now a tree's just like, oh, it could be greener, you know, some fucking other color, whatever, it's got a trunk, you know, all this other stuff. So you have uniform experience of that, and that's programmed into your brain. So when you have something like a tree with, like, human fingers or some shit like that, it's like, or like, you know, like, sometimes they'll have, like, a face, and that's kind of weird. It's just like... What? That's not normal. Is that like your brain is just like it, like just a little bit, because that's what creepy is. It's not like you're screwed. It's like,
wait,
is that
it's gonna, not like it's gonna
like is that gonna harm me? Because that's unnatural.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could that apply to other things that doesn't apply to fear? Like that's the reason I don't like trans people is because it's not normal.
Wow.
We will say
it's unnatural.
Damn, I never thought of it that way.
Dude, it's uncanny. No, you know, I heard a thing. I'm not sure if this is true or not, but I'm going to go ahead and say I believe it. They said that they did like a brain study on people. So they had they had straight men, right? Normal straight men. They had them watch a video of like maggots.
Okay.
Like maggots in a corpse.
Okay.
And then they had two gay men kissing, and they measured their disgust levels. They were almost the same. So basically, when you watch two gay men kiss, it's just something. It's just so unnatural that you get the same disgust reaction out of a lot of them. It's the same as looking at
masks.
Now
we have to watch it.
Where it's like it's at a gay pride festival, and then like these two guys kiss, and he goes, "I'm gonna throw up."
Oh yeah.
I think it'd probably be the gay man kissing would just be more.
So naturally, gay porn would be worse than maggots and
okay.
Pipes.
When did Pride Month happen?
Why'd you just bring that up? Why would you say that?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, because porn is like a worse version
bro,
of.
Bro, porn is
it's
stupid.
Like so much farther down the line bro. Than kissing is, especially if you're watching gay porn and it's nasty to you. So it's
bro,
even
stop,
more.
Stop. Stop. I mean.
Porn in general is just.
It was a rhetorical
guy.
Question, like, bruh.
Different question.
Don't watch porn.
So,
guys, don't watch porn, yeah.
That shit's bad for you.
Watching porn.
Watch porn if it has good titties, though.
What?
Is there wrong with us in a storm?
Bro.
I've been fucking bitches.
Just freaking be chaste and wait till
you
have a wife. Or just don't. Or just don't and stay a freaking virgin, bro. Virgin, you know.
Chastity
life. Virginity's
that
should
be the
name of
this
podcast. I'm not going to lose my
chastity
game.
Chastity talks.
Oh my god. What the? Who's that guy who came
at you?
The fucking... Dude. Oh, I wasn't there for the chastity
talk. I wasn't there for
Oh, yeah, you
either.
Left.
I loved
I
was
that
on the,
dude.
I was
that
on
guy
trip.
Was alright. He was cool.
Do you remember the thing where
it's
just like the phone
was
as a gun and everybody was like,
no, he's a Catholic apologist. It wasn't... It might have been Jason.
He's a fucking idiot is what he is.
No, he was cool.
Dude, I missed
that. I would have been there because we were... All the boys were heckling.
I'm thinking of the phone guy. Never mind. I'm thinking the phone
dude.
Guy's a fucking idiot.
There was a guy that came.
I was gonna say. Never mind.
There was a guy that came to our school. All members. He had some badass red or not Air Force Ones, just Jordan Ones.
Hell yeah.
Retros. They were.
Was
nice.
He the phone guy? Because the phone guy was really fucking dumb.
Phone guy. No, he just came and told us not to post our nudes on Snapchat.
Yeah.
That was his whole talk, basically.
That's the thing, you would
send.
Why are nudes, like...
Don't send nudes.
Why are nudes even,
like think
seen?
About what you're doing with nudes in porn.
I think,
literally
I
just
think
looking
reason,
at colored pixels.
I think the reason
like,
people do it is because it's like, obviously, look... Porn's super available on the internet, right? If, like, you want to see titties or something, that's so easy.
But the
you
thing
just
is,
just
like...
I think it's something about, like, it's like... Like getting caught or something. It's like the anticipation or something. Also, it's a person you know, so that's a way different
getting
experience. So you're sitting there, you're asking for
so
it.
So
right?
It's like adrenaline.
It's a leap of faith, right? Because you're just like, ooh, I don't know. She's probably gonna say no or say I'm disgusting or something. She like you do it, so it's like anticipation. You know, it's nervousness, and then if you get them, it's like a feeling of accomplishment. Because one of the things that's so bad about porn is just like you just get it, and it's just like you just consume, and that's it. There's no excitement involved in it. It's not like you're like, it's like you have to wait, like, oh, I gotta wait, like, you know, 2 days to watch it. It's like, it's so available. You don't get that. However,
you can
with
look
this,
at, like,
dude, these
shoes
are
right.
Used for porn.
With this, no. With this, it's like you're nervous.
Yeah.
You're nervous. There's anticipation. It's somebody you know. So it's
coming
a way different experience. So that's why
Texas.
I think people do it.
And you have to see
who would you say is more prone? Which of the genders?
Like, shut the fuck up when other people are talking.
Which of the genders is more prone? To
green
sending game. Nudes.
Well,
would it be women or would it be
I'd
guys?
I'd say women
you
are
know,
more
I think,
prone to sending nudes, but guys are more prone to like watching porn or something.
I think
like
guys don't really care that much about.
Well,
sending
yeah, but
nudes.
I've also heard a bunch of
and
stories.
No,
of guys just randomly sending like.
Yeah, I think
things.
Girls
yeah.
Just random.
Girls will send them more.
Girls will
had,
send
like,
them because they're
issues?
Asked though. I've never heard of
yeah,
like a girl just randomly sending like.
It's one of those.
No,
like,
unless
happened.
It's a bot or something.
It's one of
thoughts.
Those cases where, like.
Yeah, but bots don't count.
If the woman
thoughts.
Feels she, like. That's how she gets attention, right? Through
yeah.
Her body
right?
Then, well, because like, society enforces that. Yeah. I think it, I would say it's women more. Because
I think
it's like,
for
it's like if you wear tighter clothing, if you work out, you know, you do this, you're meant, because like men, not so much. It is present, like, you know, if you have like, you know, if you have good muscles or whatever, you know, do that. That's fine, you show that off, but it's way more present with women's, and that's a like a way to get attention.
Oh, yeah,
so if you want attention from a guy or something that happens, then you ask for nudes. You're probably gonna, if you're one, you're way more willing to do that than you are a man.
Well, I'd say that your excitement theory, though, is more for men, like that anticipation of like, I'm gonna set, like, I wonder what she's.
Well, I'm
think.
Talking about just sending. Were they more likely to send?
Yeah, but
I think men
think...
are way more likely to ask, but whoever like give it back, I think it's a double sided issue. So it's like men are way more willing to ask and do that. You know, they'll ask for that because it's just like, I don't know why, we're just more sexually driven, I guess. Women, on the other hand, are more willing to actually give that up just because of like society and how we think of that now, like,
yeah,
success and
so
stuff. So I think it's just like, it's a double, you know.
Yeah.
It's a double-ended issue.
Do you think this is a rated R podcast or PG-13 podcast?
R.
I think it's probably R.
I don't know.
We're talking about transgenders. We're talking a lot about porn.
Okay, so I'm gonna share again.
Definitely don't let your little sister or brother, like...
Like, I know we're saying this, like, how long into this are we? I don't even know.
I don't even
like,